Well, you know, they played. I didn't get in any trouble. I mean, I heard. I'm driving. What trouble? What? Wait a second. What trouble did I get you in? What? I don't understand. No, what I did was I asked a question. I asked a question. Why were they off the air? That's all I asked. Well, that's a lie. Everybody knows. But you got a memo that said you couldn't talk about it. So that's fine. Well, you know why they got thrown off the air, right? A verbal memo. Which is fine, but it's just that people would like to know whether they were sick. They're off the air enough as it is. And by the way, as I'm driving home last night, they're replaying our conversation. It was the first 5 minutes of the show. Was this dreck that we do? Yeah, this drivel, this mung that we do for 10 minutes, they replayed it because their material was shot, I guess, for the first 15 minutes of the show. So they're playing this crap back. And not last night we weren't. So I'm driving home listening to this. And, of course, I'm listening to it. And it was all about our speculation as to why they were off the air. And then they came on and they didn't say why they were off the air. So, you know what? I don't care. She can buy mine, yeah. There you go. She can rent my maid's quarters, which are in Los Feliz. I live in Westlake, but the maid lives in, yeah. No, wait a second. Excuse me. My maid lives in Koreatown. She can rent that. Be great.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-5201-KFI, 5201-KFI, and 1-800-449-8686. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I see dead people. Okay. I saw that thing today. Man, did that creep me out. I hadn't seen Sixth Sense. You haven't seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that creeped me out. So every hour tonight, it'll just be, hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I see dead people. You know what you should do? Look in the mirror and push your nose up and say, hi, I see dead people. Just, I don't know. Good flick, and I had no idea that I would be as disturbed by it. I guess maybe I'm, I don't know, maybe I do see dead people. I'm sitting across from Craig every night. No, he's okay. It's Schaefer we're worried about. I'm just a pussy? Thanks, Mike. That's what I figured. You know how you see a movie and it, like, bugs you for about 3 days? That one's going to stay with me for a few days. Saving Private Ryan was the same thing. I couldn't make love to my wife for, like, 3 days after Saving Private Ryan. It had a physiologic effect on me. To the Pet Cemetery bugged you? I don't know. Was that the one where the girl is oh, yeah, Jesus. Pets, only the part with the sister who had spinal meningitis. Ah, God. Well, in the Sixth Sense, there's a girl who's, like, puking up because her mom made her eat some poison, and the kid knows, but the end of the movie was what got me. Should I give it away? Well, we've always given away the ends of movies. Why should we stop now? It's not in theaters anymore. Bruce Willis is dead. He discovers that he's dead, that he's been a dead guy talking to this kid who sees dead people. Oh, the kid with the back of his head blown off, that wasn't too bad. I mean, you see that a lot nowadays, but yeah, that was creepy. But the thing that got me was at the very end, he realizes that he's dead. And of course, why didn't I figure that at the very beginning of the movie when he's shot by Donnie Wahlberg? Donnie Wahlberg shoots him, and I said to Marie at the time, God, that's a gut shot. I ought to kill him. But then next fall, he's fine. And so, okay, that means I guess he went to the hospital and got the bullet taken out, and he's okay now, and you don't think anything of it for the rest of the movie. And then the next thing you know, he's dead. And that kid wasn't kidding, man. He sees dead people. So that kind of creeped me out, but it was very touching. It was all of those marvelous things. And now I know why that thing got nominated for one of the best. And that Toni Collette, who I liked ever since Muriel's Wedding, when she was big and fat and really ridiculous in that movie, and she was funnier than hell, or at least she was supposed to be. She was pathetic, but good movie. Did you see Muriel's Wedding? It's a chick thing. You didn't see it? It's pretty funny. It's about this big, fat girl who listens to ABBA music all the time, and all she wants is to get married. Doesn't matter to who. She just wants to get married. She thinks the act of marriage will somehow transform her life into an ABBA song. So am I right about that, Mike? I'm sure Gretchen dragged you to see that. Don't give me that I didn't see it. There's not a woman in your life at that time that didn't drag you to that movie. I don't believe it. So we went and saw that. Actually, I rented it, and I forced my wife to see it. So she's a big, fat girl, and she wants to get married, and your friend of yours thought Muriel was hot? A friend of yours thought Muriel was hot. Okay, Anthony, friend of Craig Taylor. Toni Collette ain't bad looking, but Muriel wasn't hot.
He likes
them big and getting bigger. Toni likes them big, but they ain't big enough yet. Anthony is his name. Oh, are we talking about Sorrentino? I'm kidding around, Toni. So she put on 70 pounds for that role to play this girl Muriel. And she put on, was it 70 pounds in like 2 months? Some enormous amount of weight. She did it with the help of a dietitian. And she plays this big fat girl, as I told you, who likes ABBA. So cut to The Sixth Sense. Man, she's not even the same woman. Got a beautiful face. She's got she's put together okay. But we're not talking about a sex symbol. We're talking about a really, really good actress. She was about half the woman she was in Muriel's Wedding. Let's put it that way. Muriel's Wedding, about 350. And in this movie, she was topping it out at about 2. I'm kidding. She's probably about, 150? Is that an insult to say a woman's 150? If she's the right height, 150 ain't bad at all. Well, I was talking to Jennifer Keller the other day, and she told me she weighs... Oh, I'm sorry. No, but if a woman is a certain size, 160 doesn't sound bad, does it? Well, maybe it does. Sorry, honey.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Here in Los Angeles, and it's got to have made national news by now, here in L.A. we have had a police scandal involving a part of the police department called a division of the police department, the Los Angeles Police Department, called a Rampart Division. Ramparts Division. Is it plural? I don't know. It's a part of town that I drive by every day on my way over to, well, I used to drive by it every day on my way over to the studio. We're a little bit further west now, Rampart. And it's a pretty bad, tough, rough-and-tumble part of the city. There's a lot of gang activity. It's a rough, rough... At one time, I think I heard that it was definitely the toughest, roughest division in Los Angeles for LAPD. And what's happened... And you can't open a newspaper in this town without seeing front page headlines every day. More and more cases are being thrown out. More and more convictions are being overturned. And more guys are walking free from prison as the result of police corruption and abuse of power. Some of this goes to such things as planting evidence, planting a gun on a suspect or a victim that the police had just shot, purposefully shooting their victims, purposefully shooting a victim, then putting the gun on him, paralyzing the guy for life. One of them is in a wheelchair, will never walk again. Stealing drugs, selling drugs, profiting from the sale of drugs, etc., etc. It's a sick and sorry and twisted and tawdry affair, and it's gotten so sick and tawdry that up to 40 convictions have now been overturned. And the DA today in Los Angeles said they're going to need some of that tobacco industry lawsuit money to pay off the lawsuits that are going to be coming down the pike with this thing. They think they need a cool $100 million up front, right off the bat, to pay off these cats that got railroaded and otherwise set up by officers of the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the LAPD. It's like a lot of police departments across the country. Some have better reputations than others. We all know about New York. God knows, the New York Police Department, they've had movies made about how crap can that department can get every 20 years. In between, it's not a bad police department, but every 20 years we got Serpico or Prince of the City or we got whatever the hell happened back in 1950, they had some big things. Every 20 years they say the New York police go through some crap. L.A. has never had this problem. Los Angeles, for the most part, has boasted a fairly clean department, or so the perception has been. Now, there have been members of the African-American community, for instance, who have said LAPD has never been clean, that they have always brutalized, abused, and otherwise victimized citizenry, that unless you're, you know, white, middle class, and you're moving through the neighborhood at a fairly rapid clip, you get picked on, you get pulled over, you get stopped, you get rousted, you get your house busted into, you get the battering ram, you get the whole, you know, along with all the other agencies around here, you get somebody busted into your house in the middle of the night, planting drugs, whatever. So the accusations have always been there, but I'm going to tell you something right now. They've never, ever been taken seriously by anybody outside of those communities that I mentioned. Never. Now, I'm saying all this to tell you that we have a guest on the line, and he is holding, talking to us from Florida this evening. He's going to be anonymous. We're going to call him Tom. He is going to be anonymous for some very obvious reasons, one of them being that this man had association with certain white supremacist groups for the last 15 years. That he has been associated with these individuals, and he wants his anonymity maintained for the mere purpose of protecting him physically. It is Tom's contention that with the allegations of misdeeds by the L.A. Police Department, that perhaps Mr. Simpson is right, O.J. Simpson is right, when he says he is vindicated. That O.J. Simpson's claims should now be taken seriously. Tom, let me just ask you, are you there? Are you with us?
I'm right here, sir.
Okay, I don't know if can you hear him? Can you, I'm going to turn you up a little bit. How are you this evening, sir? You don't have to tell me, but you're in the state of Florida, is that correct?
Yes, sir, I'm in the state of Florida. I'm in my hometown, actually. So I'm not in any place that I'm not familiar with, but I'm not interested in letting anyone know where, for obvious reasons.
Do you fear for your physical safety?
I will say that the opinions that I'm going to express will not make some people happy.
Okay, excuse me. We're still adjusting levels here and everything. This is a processor, by the way, that we are putting. Your voice is not identified as per our discussion, as per our agreement with you, Tom. Your voice is being scrambled, and my engineer is working on that. You said that there are some people who will not be happy with your comments this evening, correct?
That is correct, yes.
What is your opinion? You basically have come out, contacted other news media, as a former member of a white supremacist organization, which you do not wish to name, correct?
I do not at this time wish to name it, no.
Okay. You have essentially said that given the allegations of misdeed by the Los Angeles Police Department, that O.J. Simpson should now be taken seriously?
The Los Angeles Police Department Rampart Division scandal, which broke about 6 to 9 months ago, and now we're seeing these allegations that you were talking about. I have had a very uncomfortable feeling that all of a sudden this O.J., Samson, who we used to call him O.J. Sambo.
You used to call him what, sir?
We would call him O.J. Sambo.
O.J. Sambo?
That's correct, yes. With like-minded kin and other kinsmen.
Other kinsmen meaning other white people? So you now believe what O.J. Simpson was contending, that the LAPD planted evidence?
I don't think there's any way that you can deny it. When you look at what these people are accused of doing, they're planting evidence, they're planting guns, they're manipulating the outcome of trials. have stood up for white people, and I've tried to stand up for law enforcement as well, but now I see, and I endured the O.J. Simpson trial. I ridiculed this guy Simpson, and I felt that he was obviously a guy that was a murderer and a killer and ought to be strung up. I mean, stringing him up was too good for him. But now we find out about this LAPD, and I think that all bets are off, and it is.
Has this been uncomfortable for you?
It's been uncomfortable for me because I have a definite worldview that's been messed with very, very harshly. I don't. All of a sudden, all these blacks that I thought were just complaining about the police because they were criminals, now we find that the Los Angeles police and probably other police agencies too are a bunch of criminals. I think it's time that all like-minded white people should reevaluate the situation.
Now, why are you saying that all white people should reevaluate O.J. Simpson?
Because it's clear that when the people that thought he was guilty were white, I think that whites should look into their souls, because if I was wrong on this, I could be wrong about a lot of theories about racial superiority and I think a lot of my philosophy is going down the drain with it, so.
All right, hold the line, Tom, okay? Okay, we're talking to Tom. He wishes to be anonymous. He is a former member of a white supremacist organization. He feels that the Los Angeles Police Department and the allegations of wrongdoing around the LAPD points to the fact that now it's possible O.J. Simpson may have been telling the truth, that O.J. Simpson was set up by the LAPD, and he made the statement he thinks that all like-minded white people should reevaluate the situation. I asked him why whites, and he said because most of the people thought O.J. Simpson was guilty were white people. We're going to get back into our discussion with Tom, the former white supremacist who now believes O.J. Simpson is innocent. And we'll give out our phone number here this evening, 1-800-449-8686, if you have a question or comment as well. 1-800-449-8686. This is a very special edition of The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we are in discussion here with Tom. He is anonymous. He is at an undisclosed location talking with us about his feeling that O.J. Simpson may very well be right when he says he's been vindicated because the Los Angeles police scandal that's going on right now seems to indicate that the LAPD plants evidence, at least some members do. And if that is the case, then it is possible that O.J. Simpson's case was tampered with, and that indeed he was right when he said the police planted evidence. The other thing that makes our guest perhaps different from the usual run-of-the-mill is his former, and you describe yourself, sir, as a former white supremacist. Why?
Because I believe that if everything that I believed about O.J. Simpson being a criminal is wrong because the police were planning evidence, then I think I could be wrong about a lot of theories about racial superiority. The other thing I cannot, this began with me when I first saw Tiger Woods playing golf. He's a great golfer, but golf had always been, in my mind, a white man's sport. Now along comes this guy who's only half black, I understand, but still, he's black. And he's a guy who's a good golfer. And it started.
So your feelings about the vulnerability of the white race started with Tiger Woods' success in golf and.
Well, it was Tiger Woods, and that was the thing with O.J. Simpson too. During the Gulf War, Colin Powell winning the Gulf War, the fact that a lot of white people like me were standing behind Colin Powell. And, or standing behind our boys in the war. Now here comes this black guy who wins it. So I've had to rethink a lot of things. And I call on all white people to begin to rethink how they thought about O.J. Simpson.
Okay, Tom, we're going to take some phone calls, okay? And
that's fine.
And just so you know, these are from listeners who, you know, they're just listeners, run-of-the-mill people who are calling on the show here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the what he said about Tiger Woods. I think, if anything, that's helped the sport of golf because it's made the black community more open to wanting to play golf and accepting it as a sport that's not dominated by white people. I think
well,
in the past,
it used to be dominated by white people, though.
Well, it still is, but I think, in a way, it's helped the black community relate more to golf.
What was your thing about Tiger Woods?
It was just that I always felt that white people were better golfers, and when Tiger Woods started to play, I began to question my theories about racial superiority, and then along comes this LAPD thing, and I started to question whether I really thought O.J. Simpson was guilty or not, but it started with Tiger Woods, yeah.
Okay, sir.
Well, I think as far as the LAPD thing goes, I think if anything, the LAPD helped O.J. by manipulating the evidence.
Okay, great. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ontario on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Phil. I'd like to make two comments. Number one, I think that the West L.A. or Brentwood area police department is very different from the Rampart division, and I think probably operates differently. I don't really say this out of any kind of knowledge other than the fact that it seems like the areas are very different kinds of areas, and that the West L.A. Police department would be less likely to plant evidence. Number two,
why?
I would like to know.
Why would they be less likely to plant evidence?
Because
it's a better it's not as many black folks to plant evidence on.
I think
there was a black guy to plant evidence on. It was O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, but you know,
so they had their passing.
Okay, sir. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just want to make a comment to you and your guy there, Tom, with the voice and everything. I don't believe I don't blame the cops in L.A. for doing what they do. I don't, you know, they got a criminal. Judge going to let him out on the technicality. Why not plant evidence? O.J. Simpson is not innocent. He's a white beater.
Why not plant some evidence
he's been
on you?
What are you saying?
Why not plant some evidence on your white ass then?
What?
I said, why not plant some evidence on you?
Hey, if I was a criminal, I wouldn't blame him if they did put me away.
We can make you a criminal. That's what I'm saying. Cops,
that man's a white. That guy's a white beater. He got away with it his whole life.
The cops
I don't know if they're going to plan something to take somebody off.
I don't believe you're too racist. It can happen to you. It can happen to you. If it happens to you, it can happen to anybody.
Hey, Phil, what's that guy saying? I can't understand.
If I was you.
He's saying it could happen to you.
Yeah, it could happen to me.
That's right, it could happen to you. If you. Are you a white man?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic.
You're what?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay, so are you white?
Huh?
Are you white?
No, I'm brown.
Well, your ass is
I don't understand
grabs.
The whole black and white thing.
You're up for grabs if you're brown.
I'm what?
You're up for grabs. The cops can get you.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I don't understand why you got to think everything's in terms of black and white either.
Because I believe the white race, at least I
yeah,
used
you
to believe.
Believe you know what? I believe we're all Americans.
I used to believe it. I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah, right. And you also believe O.J.'s not a criminal. He's a fucking white man.
I think we all apologize.
The law, if they would, the only thing that LAPD could be guilty of
what?
Is not putting his ass in jail so he couldn't kill his wife.
Well, I think that we ought to apologize
after
to the brown people.
A couple of times.
You say you're brown?
What?
You say you're brown?
Yeah, I'm tan.
I think we ought to apologize to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what you can do with your apology?
Oh, you're all pissed off. What are you pissed off about, boy?
Huh?
What are you pissed off
about? Now I'm a boy. I got your boy.
Well, what are you pissed off about, boy?
Huh?
Huh?
I don't know, Dad.
Dude.
Yeah, what are you, big fat beer-drinking redneck?
You're just some brown
huh?
boy.
Huh? Well, maybe you ought to come live down.
Now, we have on the line a guy named Tom. He is anonymous, and he is at an undisclosed location. He's a former member of a white supremacist group. So for obvious reasons that we have taken to protect his anonymity and his safety, he's on the air with us. There may be some difficulty you have in hearing him, but we have scrambled his voice. Tom, first of all, you have said that white people need to rethink the O.J. Simpson verdict because you think most of the people that believed O.J. was guilty were white, and now with this new evidence, they should rethink it?
I'm calling on all white people to apologize to all black people for not believing O.J. When you see a black person, go up to them and take their hand and say, O.J. was right, I was wrong. I'm a dumb, illiterate cracker. Please forgive me. And I think that that will begin to help us find our way out of this horror and begin the healing.
Did you ever think you'd hear yourself say these words as a former a racist? You were a bigot. I mean, self-admitted, right?
Yes, sir. I hated black people, but again, I see this O.J. Simpson deal. Tiger Woods, Colin Powell, this Clarence Thomas, who is pretty smart, smarter than me, that made me start to think about it.
Let's go back to our phone calls, 1-800-449-8686, Plantation on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Plantation here.
Yes, sir.
All right. I do believe that there are great injustices and the cops plant evidence all around the nation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that in this specific instance of O.J., that he was innocent. There may be 5% of cases, or 1%, or 10%, but not in every instance.
Well, in the Rampart Division in Los Angeles Police Department, they've had 40 cases overturned. That's a very high percentage. That's above your one or your...
I'm a New Yorker transplanted, and we've had the scandals that you alluded to.
All these white people, you know, did you think he was guilty, sir?
It happens that I did, but there have been other cases where blacks were involved where I didn't think they were guilty, and they were still convicted. And I've been on juries where I have voted to acquit because I thought the evidence stank, and the testimony of the cops was not credible.
What do you think about Tiger Woods?
I love it. I love golf. This is the greatest thing in the world.
See, so I never knew that a black guy could golf.
Well, they never thought that black guys could swim or play basketball.
Yeah.
The point is we should look at people as individuals.
Well, that's true, but I never learned that until the O.J. Simpson.
Well, it's a marvelous gift that you have received. I'm a Jew. You probably didn't care much for my type either.
What were you, sir?
I said I was a Jew.
Holy Jesus, really?
You didn't like them much anyway.
No.
Maybe now you have an open mind.
Well, black folks, I don't mind, but Jews, you know, I'm a Christian.
No, not at all.
I'm a Christian.
I think he's a great teacher, but he's not my savior.
No, but I am. I'm a Christian, see? So I can't really like Jews all that much, but I appreciate what you're saying.
Well, open your heart. If you've opened your heart to the blacks, try and look at some of the good that the Jews have done, like polio vaccine.
The what?
The polio vaccine was developed by a Jew.
Dr. Jonas Salk developed the polio vaccine. And Dr. Sabin refined the polio vaccine.
I don't know who these guys are.
Well, when you were a kid, you had to have a polio. We all had polio boosters, and then eventually, my generation, we got the lifetime vaccine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jews have made their contributions. Whites have made their contributions. Blacks. Catholics, open your heart even further, sir.
Did
You're on the
Jews,
right path. Phil, thank
get,
you.
Did any Jews get railroaded?
Yes, in a few instances they have.
Okay.
There was a case of a guy down in maybe Louisiana who was a manager of a mill who got lynched, and it was a setup case.
Okay.
And Goodman, Cheney, and Schwerner were two Jews.
Yeah, and a black guy. They were the civil rights guys.
Oh, those were the two Jews that got...
And a black guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Jews have taken... And then, of course,
really
it was the Holocaust.
The what?
The Holocaust. So Jews have taken their lumps as well.
Isn't most of that phony?
No, most of that is not phony, okay? All right, sir, thank you very much for...
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Coast Falls on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You're on...
You're on the air, sir. Can you hear me? Hello, Coast Falls? Okay, is he...
Okay, I can hear you now.
You can hear me? Okay. Are you on a car phone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, speak up and I'll speak up. Go ahead.
Okay, my deal is that this guy, he's hiding his voice and everything else. So, I mean, the guy, he's afraid to speak his mind anyway.
No, I'm speaking my mind. I just need to be anonymous because there's people that will kill me for saying the stuff I'm saying.
Yeah, I can't really hear what you're saying, but...
He says there's people that'll kill him for saying the things that he's saying. That's why we've taken the steps to camouflage his voice.
Oh, right. Well, personally, you know, I mean, if a guy doesn't want to talk, he shouldn't talk. But if he wants to talk, then he ought to be willing to be heard.
Well, he's talking. Are you having a hard time understanding him? Say something, Tom.
What do you want me to say? The cow jumped over the moon?
Yeah, that's hard to understand. And listening to it on the radio is hard to understand, too, so you can't hear what he's saying. Anyway, my thing is, you know,
you're
saying they're white people.
What?
Hello? Okay, this guy dropped out. I'll put him on hold. Try to get back to that guy in Coast Falls, and we'll see what's up with that. Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, how's it going?
Fine.
Hey, Tom, I got a good question for you. Why do a lot of black people still believe that O.J. was guilty?
Well,
you know, I hear a lot of that here in Memphis.
No. That's not many. There's not many black people that think he's guilty.
I mean, what do you mean? There's
probably maybe two or three, and that's it.
Two or three, maybe 100,000.
No.
I bet you the number of black people
who think O.J. Simpson is guilty is probably no more than 100 or 200.
Well, I think
you're kidding, right?
No, I mean, most of the people that thought he was guilty were white.
Well, you know, I'm sitting right here beside a black woman, and she just blurted out that, you know, she knows she's a black woman, and she knows he's guilty.
What are you doing with a black woman?
Do what?
What are you doing with a black woman?
Well, we're at work right now. You know, we're trying to enjoy the entertainment of this show.
You're not married or nothing?
Pardon?
Are you married to her?
You know, you sound like the original skinhead.
No, sir. I just told you I was working. I had a change of heart. When I heard about the police planting evidence, I believe a lot of these black folks have been railroaded.
Well, nobody's railroading them now. This is the year 2000. This ain't the year 1900.
Let me talk to that black lady and see for myself.
She ain't got no time for you. Because, again, you are the epitome of the white man now. You are making us look like the bad guy with all this crap, and now you're trying to turn it around like...
You want to say O.J. is guilty, but the fact is the L.A. police could have planted evidence.
Even if they did plant evidence, the point still remains is he was a known wife beater. All the evidence still pointed to him. And again, the
That's
whole topic still is
evidence.
Black people do believe the man was guilty.
Just because you got a black woman there too afraid to express her real opinion because
well, you know
she's
what?
Working around white folks.
If I were afraid, and if that
Wait a
was
minute.
The true fact, then I would be not.
Wait, you're no, no. Tom, you're saying that that lady, the black lady, is too afraid to express her real opinion?
Yeah, because she works around white people.
Oh, so she's scared because she feels she's in harm's way by voicing her true opinion.
You're probably oppressing her.
Would you like to talk to her? Because she thinks
she's
crazy.
You said she wasn't allowed to talk to me.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is she's more than glad to talk to you, but she wants to be talking to an intellectual being.
Are you going to allow her to talk to me?
Well, I tell you what, let me unshackle her from the bedpost.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the guy that said it. You're the one that said it.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, he has the shackles unlocked now.
How come he wouldn't allow you to talk on the phone?
Pardon me?
How come he wouldn't allow you to talk on the phone?
He did not disallow me or allow me. He was just stating the fact that you do not sound like an intelligent white man.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay?
The Los Angeles Police Department plants evidence. How come they could have done it to O.J. too? You're a sister.
Yes, they do plant evidence. That's a known fact. Things have been done. But the fact is that he was a black man and a white beater. The white beater, the killer, the murderer, that's the issue. Not the color of what he is. Money got him off. Everybody knows what got O.J. off. Not the color of his skin, but how much he has in his bank account. Have a good evening,
can
sir.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Wait a minute.
Wait, I want to ask her one question.
Hold on. I want to say one more thing.
Well, let me just ask her one question, okay?
one more question is, Baba Booey.
Of the lady, okay? Hello? Well, there you go.
Okay, apparently she didn't want to talk to you. 1-800-449-8686, Concord on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that there was never a case on TV that was more clear on all the evidence that pointed towards a guilty person.
They planted it.
Okay? Regardless of the color of his skin, I don't care if he was purple and from Mars. Okay? This guy was guilty. He was a known wife beater once.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
The only reason why he got off was because he was rich.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? They planted the evidence.
They didn't plant. Well, if they did plant anything, they did. That's in the past. He got off. A known killer got off. Why not go to prison and let
Manson out? Apologize to him. You should apologize to O.J.
Why apologize to him? Why don't you go let Charles Manson out of prison?
Because O.J. is maybe innocent.
O.J. is not innocent. I hate to tell you that.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What do you think my voice sounds like, buddy?
What was that?
How does my voice sound?
It sounds distorted and messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Vaguely, but yeah.
Why are you asking these questions?
I don't know. I'm just curious as to what my voice sounds like when you guys mess it up.
We messed his voice up because you wanted us to protect your anonymity. What? Do you want to know whether you sound cool or not?
Well,
I guess
yes,
that's
sort
what
of.
He's asking.
Well, that's all I'm asking the guy. Do I sound cool? Hello?
Well, not really. You sound like an idiot.
Thanks a lot, Mr.
Henry. Don't know what you're talking about.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
What do you mean, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry? We have you through a voice distorter, and...
But the guy says I don't sound cool.
Well, why do you want to sound cool?
You want to sound like Darth Vader or something?
What is your story, man? I'm trying to get your voice through a processor so your anonymity is intact so we can talk about this.
I know, but I didn't want to sound like an asshole. This guy, he says I sound like an asshole, right?
Yeah, basically. But it's not from the way your voice sounds. It's from what you're saying.
You're saying, and everybody has heard it, that if the LAPD planted evidence in Rampart, they could have planted evidence on O.J. Simpson, and...
I'm just calling on all white people to apologize to the black folks. What's wrong with that?
There's no apology needed.
Nah,
if he did
on.
Not have his money, he would be in jail right now.
So
that
you,
is a proven fact.
So you
money
don't agree
can rule
with me.
Anything that is around you.
So you don't agree with me, and you don't think I sound cool?
No, honestly, I don't. You sound
All right.
like an idiot.
All right, sir, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
1-800-449-8686. I don't think you sound cool either, Tom.
What?
I said I don't think you sound cool. Your voice is distorted for safety purposes. It has nothing to do with cool. Do I sound cool? One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here at 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Visit our website, philhendryshow.com. Look at the interesting little things that we have on it. All kinds of crap. And you can also order our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. We've hit $90,000 and climbing. $90,000 with the sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. All of the proceeds, other than shipping and handling, of course, goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. They've been doing their great work since 1988, helping kids get turned around, straightened out, and maybe sent back home or someplace even better, and you know, become contributing members of society, other than, like, instead of what they have been doing, which is living on the street, right? So all of that money goes to those great people, and you can order our CD by logging on to philhendryshow.com, hit the appropriate link, and we'll send it out to you. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. We're speaking with Tom. He is an anonymous guest. We contacted him. He's a former member of a white supremacist organization. His mind has been changed entirely about black people and minorities in general because O.J. Simpson may well have been right. He may well be innocent, given the fact that the Los Angeles Police Department is going through a scandal right now, the accusations of which are evidence planting. And you also said, Tom, that you're calling on all white people to apologize. What was that statement?
Yes, Phil, I'm calling on all white people to apologize to all black people for not believing O.J. was innocent. When you see
why?
Because the cops planted evidence, and it's very possible that if they planted evidence, then they might have planted it on O.J., and everybody thinks he's a murderer, and everyone's basically acted pretty bad toward him. And I think that all white people had better reevaluate the whole deal. That's all I'm saying.
Reevaluate. Okay, so we all think O.J.'s a cool guy. Then what?
Well, then we can get down to the business of figuring out who's screwing who and what are these cops up to. And I can enjoy a golf tournament. I can actually enjoy Tiger Woods and all of this.
I don't know how Tiger Woods got wrapped up in this. Anyway, here is Albany, New York on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Phil, how are you? Well, Tom, I got a question for you. I think you should apologize to all Jewish people tonight.
Why?
Because you made a comment, and I caught that, and it kind of surprised me. You said that you were a Christian. Well, a true Christian is going to love all people.
Are you a Jew?
Pardon?
Are you a Jew?
Am I a Jew? Not in the least.
Well, you sound like one.
Ah. Gee, I wish I was, because you know why? Because they're blessed people.
Well, so you are a Jew.
When God walked the earth as Jesus, he was a Jew.
Well, and what difference does it make? What difference does it make if she's Jewish?
Well, she's from New York.
Because I'm what?
You're in New York.
Ah, no. Well, I just kind of migrated here from the Midwest, but I'm not a New Yorker.
Oh, okay, I didn't think so.
And I'm not the least bit Jewish.
What's the matter with being Jewish?
There's nothing wrong with being Jewish.
Well, then why don't you just admit it?
But the way you said it, I mean, that poor guy...
Well, you're making me sound pretty defensive.
I what?
You sound pretty defensive.
Well, no, I just thought I was surprised.
You're a Jew.
I was surprised
that
you were a
Christian. Don't bother me.
Okay, so what's the matter with the...
She's a Jew.
So what if she's a Jew? Well, what difference does it make if she's a Jew or not? She's saying that you weren't very Christian, saying what you said to that Jewish guy.
Well, I said a Jewish guy.
Don't call yourself a Christian.
I didn't say anything bad to the Jewish guy.
Apologize.
I said as a Christian, you're not allowed to like Jews.
What do you mean as a Christian, you're not allowed to like Jews?
You're not.
Oh, my gosh. You know
you're
what?
Not. Christians are not.
Jesus Christ was a Jew?
What?
Jesus Christ was a Jew?
No, he wasn't.
Be careful what you say about the remnant of Christ.
Jesus Christ wasn't a Jew. Jesus Christ was a Christian.
Jewish?
Jesus Christ. Read your history book.
Read your Bible.
Read your history book.
Read your Bible, baby. Jewish people are called of God. God watches out for the remnant of Israel.
Hey, the Jews killed Christ.
You should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Be careful what you say about
Jesus. Well, they did. They killed Jesus. Okay, now go to the temple or wherever you were going and don't bother me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Still, God was a Jew. Why do you think...
Oh, God's a Jew now. I guess you're going to tell me that Virgin Mary was a Jew, too.
Tom, do me a favor. Don't call
you do me a favor. Go off to your synagogue and quit bothering me, okay?
Hey, you found real
good.
Whatever the case may be, don't call yourself a Jew.
Do I sound cool, by the way?
Don't call yourself a Christian.
I'm not a Jew.
You found religion,
okay.
And now you're, you know...
Oh, quit being angry.
You found some love in your heart for black
Jesus.
People. You didn't have love in your heart for
black people. Don't eat your latkes and leave me alone, will you?
People are people.
People are people. Brilliant.
People are people.
People are people. Jesus, you're giving me a headache.
You're giving me a headache. Don't call yourself a Christian.
Go eat some latkes.
Don't do it.
I'm a Christian.
God will judge you for it.
I'll stop calling myself a Christian.
You'll
start calling yourself a Jew.
You're accountable.
Whatever.
You need to apologize to all Jewish people.
You know, for a woman who isn't Jewish, you sure nag like a Jew.
It's pretty tough to swallow, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
You need to apologize to all Jewish people.
Oh, shut up.
That guy that just called.
Shut up.
You, why don't you make...
Shut up.
Shut
up.
I don't make monkeys.
Shut up, Jew. Shut up, Jew. Shut up, Jew.
Will you please stop that?
Shut up, Jew.
Oh, my God.
That's it. I'm going back to your invasion.